This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 503 and a quarter, up 9 and a quarter. July corn, 508, up 8 and a half. September corn, 503 and 3 quarters, up 7 and a half. May soybeans, 1472, down 8 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1463 and a quarter, down 7 and a half. August soybeans, 1406, down 1. May wheat, 721 and a quarter, up 13 and a half. July wheat, 729, up 13. September wheat, 737, up 12 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Corn found support with problems in the Ukraine, good export numbers, and weather slowing down planting. Technical trading pushed soybeans lower, and wheat closed higher with the drought in the plains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 10 cents higher at 480 to 502. Soybeans were 10 to 15 lower at 1440 to 1465. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 7 to 8 cents higher at 471 to 501. And soybean bids were 7 to 8 cents lower at 1462 to 1482. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 8 to 9 cents higher at 486 to 517. Soybean bids were 8 to 10 cents lower at 1452 to 1482. Wheat bids were 13 cents higher at 693 to 729. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 7 to 8 cents lower, 1480 to 1513. Basis was steady to one higher at 17 to 50 over the July. High-pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 508.70 to 528.70 a ton, and that was $1.70 lower, with the basis steady at 30 to 50 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 9 to 15 higher at 507 to 518, with the basis steady to 6 higher at 100 to 10 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents higher at 509 to 511, with the basis mixed at 1 to 3 over the July. Soybeans ended mixed at 1468 to 1483, with the basis mixed at 5 to 20 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 13 cents higher, 704 to 706, with the basis steady at 23 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 cents higher at 530 to 531. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 5 to 6 cents at 1496 to 1498, and soft wheat closed 13 cents lower at 739 to 747. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn was 459 to 475, soybeans were 1185 to 1209, and in the central part of the state, corn ranged from 460 to 480, and soybeans were 1195 to 1218. In the southern part of the state, corn was 468 to 481, and soybeans were 1194 to 1224. Soft wheat ranged from 694 to 722. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 137.52, down 52 cents. August live cattle, 137.25, down 10 cents. October live cattle, 141.47, down 25 cents. May feeder cattle, 182.65, down 85 cents. August feeder cattle, 189.80, down 52 cents. September feeder cattle, 190.50, down 60 cents. May lean hogs, 116.90, down 32 cents. June lean hogs, 122.35, up 12 cents. July lean hogs, 121.97, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 5th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 75 to 84, 4 to 5 weights 82 to 89, 5 to 6 weights 86 to 91, and 600 pounds and up were bringing 90 to 93. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $73 to $80. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,241 head, and from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 276 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $116.02, and that was $2.05 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $228.90, and that was 52 cents higher, with select carcasses at $215.45, that was $2.02 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 120,000 compared to 114,000 last week and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 386,000, that compared to 344,000 last week and 400,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.07. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.11. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.98. June corn delivered to Scottville, $5.02. May and June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.66. May and June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.55. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.11. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $5.07, corn at Scottville is $4.98, beans at Greenfield are $14.66, beans at Scottville are $14.55, and wheat at Scottville, $7.11. And here is your weekly Illinois crop and weather report. Cool temperatures and wet conditions limited what producers could accomplish last week. Over 2 inches of rain hit the southeastern part of the state and caused minor flooding. The rest of the state experienced enough precipitation to limit field work. Corn planting increased to 43% complete, slightly ahead of the 5-year average of 41%. Oat planting progressed to 72% complete, behind the 5-year average of 84%. Sorghum and soybean planting reached 7 and 3%, respectively. Headed winter wheat reached 2%, well behind the 5-year average of 26%. There were 1.7 days suitable for fieldwork. Statewide temperatures averaged 53.9 degrees, 2.7 degrees below normal. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.46 inches, about a half inch above normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 9% short, 77% adequate, and 14% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 4% very short, 23% short, 68% adequate, and 5% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 2% very poor, 7% poor, 31% fair, 44% good, and 16% excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 6% poor, 37% fair, 43% good, and 13% excellent. It's been a year since PEDV was first identified in the U.S., and as of April 26th, the National Animal Health Laboratory Network has reported 204 out of 779 PEDV tests conducted at 9 veterinary diagnostic labs came back positive, according to Meeting Place. The latest tests bring the confirmed PEDV count in the U.S. to 6,226 since last May. 29 states have at least one confirmed PEDV case, but the American Association of Swine Veterinarians says there have been cases diagnosed in Virginia which would bring the state count to 30. Paragon Economics President Steve Meyer explains as many as 7 million pigs have died from PEDV, but no firm numbers have been confirmed. This is why retail pork and hog prices are reaching record highs and could potentially increase more. Meyer says USDA's move to require reporting of PEDV cases is a positive one he wishes they would have taken last summer when it became obvious the disease was rapidly spreading. University of Missouri Extension agricultural economist Ron Plain says the outlook for the hog market is encouraging. He says the futures market indicates barrows and gilts will average somewhere between $70 and $75 a hundredweight, setting a new all-time record.
Cost of production's down with the fall in corn prices and from the big crop last year. We've seen a lot lower break-evens. We expect them to continue to stay in that 55 to 60 cent a pound range for the rest of the year.
Retail pork prices are also at record levels. Plain says the most recent numbers show an average grocery store price at $3.83 a pound.
Bacon prices are incredibly high. Bacon is an in food right now. It's really adding to the value of these hogs. As to how much longer this will last, I don't know. But right now, you hear a lot of commercials and restaurants promoting and using bacon, and it was reflected in the price.
The porcine epidemic diarrhea virus dropped average pigs per litter from December to February by over 5%, the lowest since 2009. Plain says during the month of March, barrels and gilts sent to slaughter turn a profit of $92.35 per head.
Based upon what futures markets and our estimate for prices for the month of April, we'll take that March record and improve on it in April. Expect a slow decline, but remaining profitable as we move through the rest of this year.
Hogs aren't the only ones experiencing record prices. All-time record high for cattle prices are also trending. He says while there's still a cattle cycle, inventory has been cycling down for several decades. Most categories in the January inventory were less than a year ago. Beef replacement heifers were up 1.7%, but Plain says overall breeding females were down from last year.
This year, 87.73 million head, down 1.8% from a year ago. The smallest cattle inventory since 1951. There's twice as many Americans as there was in 1951, but no more cattle.
Last year was the fourth consecutive record year for slaughter steer prices, and Plain says markets indicate a fifth straight year.
My guess is this will be the 19th consecutive year we'll produce fewer calves in the United States than we did the year before, and this will probably be the last of that trend. I'm guessing the 2015 calf crop will be larger than this year's calf crop.
However, Plain says it will be a while before those heifers affect prices. Horse owners need to consider getting their horses vaccinated against diseases such as West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis, both of which are spread by mosquitoes and can be fatal to horses. Veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle says they can also cause neurological signs in horses.
Things like stumbling, inability to move the feet well, and it can lead and progress to the horse being unable to get up or being down.
Even though mosquitoes haven't made much of an appearance yet, Conkle says horse owners should vaccinate now because it does take a while for immunity to build up after a vaccination. She says horse owners need to vaccinate at least once each year.
There are sometimes combination vaccines, or they can be given individually. Your own veterinarian for your own horses would be the best source of information on a vaccine program that's right for you. But the two vaccines do sometimes come together in the same package, in the same injection. Additional vaccines that might be a good idea would be rabies and others for respiratory diseases. But again, your own veterinarian, and it'd be the best source of information for what's right for you.
Conkle said neither of these diseases passes between horses. She suggests limiting exposure to mosquitoes as much as possible by eliminating sources of standing water and using mosquito repellents. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.